And so I just like love the creativity that podcasting offers that really can get you thinking through different ways of how you can move the needle with a podcast. And let me tell you, there are so many different ways we do this.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
No one told me to expect these things when I started podcasting. Now, over the last 7.5 years, I have stepped up to the mic every single week to talk about things like business, marriage, motherhood, health, evolution, brand, basically all the things. And honestly, podcasting has been one of the most fulfilling ways that I have been able to share my story, connect with you, and make a bigger impact. Today, what I'm going to do is walk you through 6 unexpected perks of podcasting that most podcasters aren't talking about. Sure, we all know that podcasts provide credibility for your brand and they can open up new monetization opportunities and build your community in a whole new way. But these 6 perks, I want to go deeper on because to me, they are different. They might surprise you. And I bet by the end of this episode, you're going to be asking yourself, should I start my own podcast? And the answer is yes, by the way. If you're already considering starting your own podcast or you're curious what steps you would need to take in order to get your own show launched, I have something for you. Grab a seat in my free training. It's called Podcasting 101, 3 Easy Steps to Launch Your Own Show at freepodcastclass.com. That's freepodcastclass.com. Inside of this masterclass, you're going to learn how to start, record, monetize, launch, and market your own podcast in just 3 easy steps. It is way easier than you're thinking it's going to be, and I will show you how in my free podcast class, which you can sign up for at freepodcastclass.com. Let's dive on into the unexpected perks of podcasting. Oof, growing pains hurt. And when you're a marketer trying to generate leads for your brand new business, you know the pain all too well. Thankfully, there's HubSpot for Startups, a special program that gives startups discounts on HubSpot and so much more. But first, let's talk about the platform that unites your entire front office from marketing to sales to support, the platform that streamlines your support tickets, generates more leads, and increases sales. The platform that scales right along with you. Oh, and don't even get me started on the educational articles, industry reports, videos, tips, templates, literally everything founders need to help scale. HubSpot for Startups has it all. So get ready to build a brand everyone loves and make your startup growing pains a thing of the past. Visit HubSpot.com/startups to see how much you can save. That's HubSpot.com/startups. You want to know something kind of crazy about podcasting? Having your own podcast gives you an excuse to reach out to people that you admire, that you would love to be friends with, that you would love to learn from, with an opportunity. Let me explain. There have been so many times in my career, which has been over a decade, where I have reached out to people who I would love to learn from. I mean, chances are, if you've ever done anything great in your life, there's always been someone who has wanted to learn from you. Or maybe you've gotten the line, can I pick your brain about this? Or maybe you've asked somebody that. The truth is, a podcast gives you this amazing excuse, if we want to call it that, to reach out to people that you want to connect with and give them something, give them an opportunity. Most people don't realize that even if you had a teeny tiny podcast, reaching out to someone and saying, you have something valuable to share. I would love to host you on my show. Let me make you the star of my show. That would be a very exciting opportunity for a lot of people. When I think of the fact that my podcast has afforded me the opportunity to interview hundreds of successful, diverse, incredible, brilliant women over the years, oh my gosh, I would have never had access to these people without my show. And what's even better about that is when you get them on your podcast, you can ask them basically anything you want. Now, it's so funny because whenever we go out to dinner or whenever I am with a group of people, they just prepare themselves because I'm going to ask a million questions. We used to die when we were kids because anytime we would bring friends home, my mom, we would be like, hey guys, just heads up. My mom's going to ask you like 21 questions. She's going to want to know like your grandparents' names, where your parents work, how many siblings you have, what your birth order is. Like we would always just tease. And it's so funny because I am 1000% my mother. I love that she was curious and I love that she asked questions. And to be honest, so many of my friends adopted my mom as their own mom, I think because she cared and asked questions. But there is something so powerful about getting the opportunity to interview people that you admire, that you want to learn from, that you want to learn more about. And think about, just think for a minute, because I think there's people listening right now who have dreamt about having a podcast, but they're like, what do I have to offer? Like, I don't know. If you wanted to get in touch with people and connect with people, having a podcast is the best way to say to somebody, I admire you. I want to give you a stage. I want to sit down for a conversation. I want to center you, your expertise and your experiences. And I would love to do that on my podcast. It is such an incredible, incredible aspect of podcasting that doesn't get spoken about often enough. I will never forget the day that I was sitting in this very chair and I got to interview Matthew McConaughey and my phone went off and I had it on Do Not Disturb. And after my interview with Matthew McConaughey, I pick up my phone. I saw my dad had called and I called my dad back and I was like, hey, sorry. He's like, what were you up to? I'm like, interviewing Matthew McConaughey. Like that would not have happened without having a podcast. And so if you are someone who wants to build out your network, who wants to get in touch with people who you want to learn from, who loves to ask questions and be curious, a podcast would be an amazing way to expand your platform. No other platform that I can think of than podcasting gives you that ability to center someone on your stage. It's such a beautiful honor and privilege for people. And the fact that you get to reach out with something to offer instead of something to take makes the whole transaction and relationship different. I have to admit, I was the worst interviewer of all times. The worst. If you have listened since episode number 2, you would know. And over the years, I like have just tried so hard to become a better interviewer. I think I get better every single year, but don't let the fear that you're not going to know what to say or what questions to ask hold you back. You are going to get better and better with time. I will be a testimony to that fact. And you can already start thinking about who would you like to have conversations with. Here's a really quick pro tip about podcasting is if you can get one name that people would recognize or one person that people respect on your podcast, you can leverage that until the end of time to get more people. I can't tell you the amount of pitches that I'll get where they will list out my friends as former guests. And I'm like, oh, well, if so-and-so thought this was valuable, then it must be valuable. And so if you can use your magic, which is you, to get someone that has a more recognizable name on your show, it's only going to build out the roster of people that you have access to. I just think it's so cool that we live in an era where we can sit in our home. For me, for many of the years, it was in my closet, which we'll talk about in a little bit. And you get to interview people you admire. I mean, how stinking cool. Podcasting is amazing. Okay. The second thing that podcasting allows you to do, it is a perk, is that you get to do something that I call gentle selling. You get to raise awareness about what you sell without feeling like you are a spammy, sleazy marketer. There are so many different ways you can leverage your podcast to speak about your offers without overtly shouting from the rooftops, buy from me, or this is what I need you to buy. What I think is so cool about podcasting is that it gives you so many opportunities to have conversations, to do interviews, to create content around what it is that you're selling without feeling like you are doing this hard selling that so many of us are turned off by or straight up refuse to do. If you are someone who does not like to be loud or someone who doesn't like selling, which by the way, every time I'm in a room with a ton of women, I will ask people like, who loves selling? And like maybe two people's hands go up. Most women have a very visceral response to this idea of selling. I think we've all had bad encounters of people trying to sell us stuff that we don't want or need. I think we all have some sort of guilt or mindset block. And when I say all, I shouldn't generalize. I think most of us, I'll speak for myself, have some sort of like money mindset that we need to tweak. And so selling to us is freaking scary. But so many men aren't afraid to sell. And a lot of people I know can say selling is a service. So how do we shift this and how does podcasting come in here? So think about it. Let's just talk, for example, about this episode right here. I am talking about the power of podcasting. You do not have to do anything but just listen to this episode and you are going to get value out of it. But if you want more information, I have an entire masterclass that talks about podcasting that teaches you more on this topic at freepodcastclass.com. Now, if you sign up for that webinar, you'll also learn about my paid program, the Podcast Lab, which is an amazing course that will teach you everything you need to know to get your show off the ground. But this podcast episode, it doesn't really feel like a sales pitch because I'm just straight up serving and giving you that information. The sales portion of it is just through an invitation that you can RSVP yes or no to. It doesn't feel icky to me. It feels like giving people that are ready for the next step, the next step. And for the people who aren't, you get to enjoy the show and go on with your day. What a beautiful thing. And so with a podcast, you can create content specifically about your offer. You can create content around your offer like this. You can even covertly create content talking about something that maybe is relevant with your offer, but looping your offer in. I was in a mastermind this last year and one of the girls, I'll never forget this because I just thought this was so powerful. She was like, in every single podcast episode, I just make an effort to reference one product that I have, one offer that I have. I'm not selling it. I'm not even talking about, like, I could just say like, this week we noticed a spike in sales in my Podcast Lab program. And she just says, by raising awareness and reminding people that these offers exist, it has shifted my business. And I was like, that is so brilliant because I think most of us are sick of selling or afraid of selling. And so having a podcast allows you to get people results for free, to create amazing, valuable content, and to extend invitations for the people that are ready for the next step in which your offer will solve. And so I just love that there's this way to gently sell through raising awareness. Your podcast is this awareness channel. And I think that when you start to recognize and get to be strategic about how you remind people what it is that you do, who you serve, and how you show up in the world, that will just keep you front of mind for them. And we've all heard those different statistics of like, it takes someone 8 exposures to make a purchasing decision or things like that. With a podcast, you are consistently showing up and offering value and building that relationship, that know, like, and trust factor, so that when the time comes that someone is ready for what it is that you have to offer, you are the person that comes to mind. You have already shown that you are responsible, that you are smart, that you are strategic, that you are valuable. And you've reminded them over and over again, hey, when you're ready, this is here for you. And I love that approach. It feels so much better to me. Every single thing that I teach, whether it's Instagram or email marketing, is like serve, 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 and then sell. And so podcasting for me allows me to do that. And I couldn't shout it from the rooftops louder or maybe even quieter in this because we're talking about just raising gentle awareness. Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough, but I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best. You're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over 1 billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for
for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Okay. So number three is talking about monetizing, because I think a lot of people think that in order to monetize a podcast, you have to have a massive audience. You have to have an ad agency. You have to do all these different things. You can be so savvy and strategic with your podcast that there are so many different ways that you can monetize it and or get valuable insight and data to help you with your own internal offers. So you can get sponsors, you can create brand partnerships, you can partner with guests that you have on your show that have an offer that would be aligned with your audience. You can drive affiliate income, you can drive sponsored income. There are so many different ways. So I've shared this on the podcast before, but one of the first ways that I helped move the needle in my life from my podcast before I was able to land big sponsors or make a big monetary impact was that Drew and I used to argue. It's still actually quite like a frequent argument in our life, in our marriage. It's like, what are we going to eat? Like, we both have this deep desire to be people that have like a calendar that has like all the meals that we could prep and like all the food that's ready for us. We are just not those people. And so years and years and years ago, back when we lived in Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin, we signed up for HelloFresh and they had this great partner program. It was literally like, I was a regular customer. It's like, if you share and somebody signs up, you get like $40 off your next box. And it was just like this recurring ongoing thing. And so I created a very simple landing page. It was like jennakutcher.com/HelloFresh. And all I did was just put a button on the page that linked to my affiliate code. And so many of my listeners, because it was such a great solution. I'm like, if you're a busy entrepreneur and you hate preparing meals just like we do, HelloFresh has been the best solution for us. And then I told people where to go. And we ended up getting our groceries for free, no joke, for over a year. Like, we didn't pay for meals. That was like saving like $100 a week, if not more, in grocery bills, just through leveraging a regular affiliate program. Like, this was not skeezy. This was not me using any notoriety to partner with the brand. This was literally just using the link that they gave me because I was a paying customer. So you can get really savvy and build different channels that can impact your life, that can change your relationships. And if in the future you want to have bigger sponsors, I could have gone to HelloFresh and been like, hey, look, I have sent 300 people your way. Would you want to do something at a larger capacity? I didn't even do that. That to me, getting free groceries was like valuable enough at that stage of our life. But
It's a really cool thing. Another thing that you can do is that if you are having guests that are coming on their show and they're talking about their products or their services, you could ask them, do you have a partner program or do you have a specific offer that you could give to my audience that we could track to see the results? Even if you're not getting monetary gain, you can start to see trends of what your audience is actually taking action on, what they're curious about, what they're interested in. It can be a really powerful way to get information for you to know what you should create next or what your audience is actually hungry for. And so think through different ways, whether it's using refer a friend links, whether it is reaching out to brands that you know and love that you've been a customer of and seeing if there's opportunities to partner, whether you're reaching out to friends or peers in your industry and saying, come on my show, let's do like a little profit share or an affiliate deal. Thinking through all those different ways, you can monetize your podcast and or get very valuable insight and data that you could get nowhere else that will help guide your decisions and make a real result when it comes to monetization. And so I just like love the creativity that podcasting offers that really can get you thinking through different ways of how you can move the needle with a podcast. And let me tell you, there are so many different ways we do this. Okay, this one is probably my favorite. And as a content creator and someone who speaks with a lot of content creators and knows the struggle, podcasting is absolutely going to help you dominate content creation. Let me break this down. When you record a podcast, you can get so many things done in one foul swoop. I don't even know what a foul swoop is, but you can do it. Think through this with me right now. We take one podcast episode. You could take that podcast episode. You could turn it into a YouTube video. You could splice and dice it for social media content. You could create show notes on your blog as like a show description. You can take email content from it. I mean, there are so many different ways you can leverage one podcast episode to become a very valuable piece of content all the way across your brand. So many of us are on this hamster wheel of creating content, posting it, moving on to the next. It's like just create, publish, repeat, create, publish, repeat. We're not actually asking ourselves, how can we promote this one piece of content in a bunch of different ways and get as much lifespan out of it? Like, how can we try to trick these algorithms who tell us like our content is only relevant for 3 to 5 hours and say, I want to get at least a week's worth of content out of this one piece. And so when you think about podcasting, you are taking care of so many different assets just in how you're creating it that you can splice and dice it in a million different ways. One thing that I love to teach is like, how can you take one piece of content and promote it 10 different ways? I teach how to do this on Pinterest. I teach how to do this just in content creation in the process of it. And so, for example, let me break down this episode for you. So I ideated this episode and then I created a really great outline. And as I was creating the outline, I was being strategic and thinking through, okay, if I were going to do, let's say like a 5-paragraph essay for my blog, what would I need? I would need an intro, the main meat of the content, and then an outro. And so in this case, we have the intro, we have the 6 perks of podcasting, and then we have the outro. When I created my outline, I was already thinking about my blog. I was also thinking about social media posts. Okay, what would be kind of the hook? What would people be curious about? When we take this one podcast episode, it's going to go up on YouTube. It's going to stream on LinkedIn. It's going to be spliced and diced into multiple reels. It's going to go onto Pinterest. It's going to be a part of an email promotion. It's going to be in Instagram stories and Instagram posts and Instagram reels. It's going to be everywhere. Okay. And so if you are someone who has been struggling with content creation, having a podcast can allow you to think just slightly more strategically and get way more content out of one piece. So you could spend 1 hour or less recording a podcast episode and have enough content to use for the next week or even beyond. And I just think it's really powerful because so many of us are really thinking through this content thing in a way of like, okay, it's just going to live and die. It's going to live and die. Oh my gosh, I got to get on and post. Oh, I said something yesterday. It didn't land. What am I going to say today? What do I even have to post? Do I even look good enough? Do I have any pictures? And so it's just like, it can take a lot of the guesswork out of the content piece that so many of us are struggling with. And again, allow us to send people to something that is more long form, which we'll talk about, and the power of having that long form content that builds up this library. So let's talk about the next one, building out a content library. Every single day, I get hundreds of DMs of people asking specific questions that have to do with business. And the coolest thing about that is that we probably have a podcast episode that covers that question. I've done hundreds of episodes at this point. There's probably not many topics that I haven't covered yet. So when you have a podcast, you get to build out an entire content library strategically, and a library that will help answer people's biggest questions before they can ask them. You get to tell the full story. You get to document your journey. You get to set yourself up as an authority while building this out. And you get to have this ability to share more about you and why you do what you do. Because let's be honest, there are probably 20 other people in a 50-mile radius that could do what you do or that do what you do. When I think back to when I was a wedding photographer, I was a very small fish in a very large pond. When you create content like this that serves people, that answers those questions, it is helping differentiate you from the others, but it's also giving you this ability to showcase the things that make you you. We recently added this amazing feature for our podcast, which I'm so excited about, that helps you get through our content library. So if you go to jennakutcher.com/ask, we literally created our own internal ChatGPT where you can type a question and it will pull up the exact episode and the timestamp of that episode that will answer your question. So if you had a question about how to start a podcast, you could type it into the search bar and it will pull up any podcast episode that I talk about starting a podcast with the correct timestamp. So you literally get to skip exactly where. So if you go to jennakutcher.com/ask, you now can leverage this content library so easily so that you can find answers to your biggest questions. And if you've like ever listened to a past episode and you're like, I know you talked about this somewhere, I can't remember which episode it's in, it will help you find that. So go to jennakutcher.com/ask. But the main point here is that having a podcast allows you to build out this powerful, powerful content library. Beyond the powerful content library, you are building out a vault of long form content. Now, I had a prediction for this year that long form content is coming back and she's better than ever. I don't actually ever think long form content went out. I think some people told themselves it did because they didn't want to create it. Long form content is so powerful, especially in a world where we are trying to communicate and trying to create our expertise in like 15 second sound bites or like in dancing reels. It just doesn't work very well. And so with long form content, you're not only building search engine optimization, you are building out this way for people to find you and to actually learn from you and get value from you and get results for free. And so what I think is so powerful is when we think about building out a vault of content, you get to think through strategically, how can I serve people better? How can I give them what they need? How can I anticipate what they're going to ask? And how can I build out this library that is going to be of value to them? And that is always how we approach content creation, but I love it. And one fact that I don't think podcasters talk about enough that is absolutely a perk is that about half of our downloads come from our new shows, right? So there's new shows dropping every Monday and Wednesday, but about half of our monthly downloads come from our backlog, people seeking out specific topics, specific titles, specific episodes. And so there is so much power in the backlog and having that vault of content. It isn't like all the other platforms where the newest and the freshest content is the best. It is having searchable, easily found content that is valuable. And I just think it's so powerful. So, I mean, when it comes from a content standpoint, you get to crush your content creation by creating a podcast and you get to build out an incredible content library. I think content is one of our greatest concerns and problems as creators. And so podcasting can be an amazing solution. Now, speaking of content, one of the final perks about podcasting is that this can be a faceless endeavor for you.
If you are someone who struggles to show up and show your face on the internet, if you are not someone who wants to hold up your phone and say like, hey guys, just coming back from the weekend. If you are someone who loves to work in your sweatpants or you don't have a beautiful aesthetic office, this is an amazing medium for you. So for the first six and a half years of my podcast, I was audio only. I didn't even do video, like just to talk to the guests. It was strictly audio. Why? Because I started my podcast in my car, in my garage, parked there. I moved my podcast into a tiny spare closet that literally had boxes of like random junk in it. And so I was audio only. And frankly, I loved it. I loved showing up for podcasting days in whatever I was wearing. When I think about, you know, over the last 5 years being a mom, the fact that I could sit down and do something super meaningful for myself, for my audience, grow my show, grow my brand through my podcast, and I could do it all no matter what I was looking like, that was like a breath of fresh air. Now, let me let you in on like the inside scoop. So over the last few months, we've been experimenting with YouTube, and I think it's super powerful, right? From a content creation place, if you do add video, which I would say start audio only and then add video and add complexity later. But when you do add video, it does give you more content. Like now we have YouTube, now we have Instagram Reels. But let me tell you, I wanted to record this podcast episode last night after my kids went to bed. I just got back from a work trip. I was like ready to go. It was dark. The lighting was crappy. I had to think about like, what is my hair going to look like after flying on an airplane? Like, all of those things. And so for me, the complexity of video, I'm still very on the fence. If you love YouTube, will you go over there and subscribe to like encourage me to keep going on YouTube? Because I am not sold on it yet, but I am experimenting so that I can report back to you on it. But I love that podcasting can be this faceless endeavor. I love that you do not for once have to get caught up in what things look like, in what you look like. Like it is such a beautiful thing that you could just sit down and speak. And that is what drew me to podcasting in the first place. And that is what keeps me coming back. Now, I am flexing my muscle that says I am uncomfortable with video, but I'm going to do this anyways. And I'm doing it as an experiment for a length of time that I'm committed to. But I gotta say, I just love podcasting because you can just show up and record, and I kind of miss that part of it. So again, if you want to think about starting a new podcast, podcasting is such a low barrier to entry. You don't need to have a studio. I teach in my masterclass. I show you this one thing that you can buy on Amazon for like $20 that will totally change your sound quality no matter where you're recording. If you're recording in like an auditorium or your car or your closet or anywhere that you can get quiet, that is in my free masterclass. Again, you can save your spot at freepodcastclass.com. I love podcasting. Like, it is so fascinating to me that something that started as a pure experiment for me has turned into the number one thing I'm most known for. And I think the number one way that I make an impact in the world. And podcasting has exposed me to so many amazing people and conversations. It has changed my life, like revealing that I had ADHD from a conversation or digging into my health after hearing a guest speak about something. It has been a way that I've been able to share about my offers and the things that we're building in my own business. It has been a way to show up in every stage of life, whether it's the sweatpants and spare closet life or the life where I'm actually curling my hair and sitting in an office. And it has allowed me to build out a valuable, valuable vault of content for you to help you find whatever it is you're looking for in whatever stage of life or business you're in. And so I am just obsessed with podcasting, if you can't tell. And I'm so grateful that you are here, my listener. Now, nothing beats, in my opinion, the power of podcasting, especially if you are someone who wants to develop this deeper, more honest relationship with your audience, an audience that you're not going to be able to reach in this way on any other platform, in my opinion. And so no matter what your skill level or your passion or your niche or your experience, or even whether you have a business or not, a podcast can be a very powerful next chapter of growth for you. And speaking from experience, like I get so excited every time an episode drops, and I hope you feel the same way. So again, if you want to get started, if you want this to be your next chapter, head to my free podcasting 101 class. Again, I'm going to show you why podcasting is way easier than you think. I'll walk you through gear. I'll walk you through how to plan your show. I'll walk you through what I got wrong at the very beginning so you don't make the same mistakes. Head to freepodcastclass.com. Save your seat. I'll link it for you in the show notes and the description as well. And again, thank you for being a part of this community. This podcast, this show, this whole way of impacting the world would not exist without people like you. So thank you for being here. And of course, until next time, keep on digging your biggest goals. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Goal Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.